Good morning to each and every one of you. We're so glad that you're at Grace Bible Church today. We're in Proverbs chapter 30 in our call to worship today and looking at verse 15, just the first part of the verse. The horse leech hath two daughters, crying, give, give. In the original language, the word crying does not appear. It just says this, the horse leech hath two daughters, give and give. All right? I remember years and years ago, there used to be a comedy group of three guys, and it was Larry, and Daryl. And there was two brothers named Larry, and then the third brother was named Daryl. Well, in this case, we have two daughters that have the same name. They're both named Give. And the picture that we see is a gruesome one. Nobody likes a leech or a bloodsucker, as they're called. They live in the water. Matter of fact, it's called the water worm is another name for this horse leech that's called here. They live in the water, and they attach themselves with three hooks. They have three hooks inside of their mouth, and they latch on with those three hooks. They drive them into this tissue, and that's how they hang on. And then they begin the extraction of the blood. And they will keep on and keep on till they are removed or till they're gorged with blood. That's not a very pretty picture, is it not? And yet that's what we're told here in regard to the things that are going to follow here. We're going to see in the coming weeks, there are four things that say it is not enough, that gorge themselves. Four different areas. You have the grave, the barren womb, the earth that is not filled with water, and fire that saith not it is not enough. The earth always needs water, and fire needs oxygen, and will burn and burn and burn until it's stopped by an outside source or it runs out of what? Fuel. That's the picture. So these four different areas are introduced to us by a very strong word picture of a bloodsucker. Right? And the idea that the bloodsucker, all of its generations that follow after it, all say the same thing. Give, 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 give. And the comparison, you have to take this in the context of life, the context of where we live, how we live, our life, shows us that our culture, sin, all of these things are like the bloodsucker. They're not satisfied until they sap the life out of us. And you and I have to be aware of that. We need to understand that. We need to be on alert. There's nothing more than disgusting than going out into a lake or going down a creek or whatever. Oftentimes, over the years, we've gone down the Coldwater Creek and had a leech or two that latched on while we were out there. Sometimes we would go down the edge of the river in our tubes, and you'd be walking along the whole time, and then when you get out, you'd have a leech that attached to you. The bloodsucker, the water worm, as it's called, floats along in the river, and it's looking for a host. That's all its job is. That's its whole mission in life, is looking for a host, whether it be an animal crossing the creek, whether it be a fish, or whether it be a human being. It doesn't matter. It's constantly looking for a host so it can come up to it, latch on, and begin its work of what? Taking. Taking. Never giving. It's never saying, I want to give you something. I want to contribute something to you. It's simply, I want to take from you. I want you to notice this theme that we've seen throughout this particular passage, talking about the last days, Agur's axioms, looking at the present time in which we live. We live in a generation that takes, that does not contribute, that does not seek to construct. They simply want to what? Destruct. They want to destroy. They want to take away from you. And that's what we're seeing today in our culture. And we need to understand that. We need to know that that is the times in which we live. And you and I need to be careful that we don't become that way. That we don't become like the generation of the last times where we just take. And we cry as the two daughters of the leech cry, give! Give us more! We want more! How does the Bible describe those that are of the last days apostasy of the church? They heap to themselves teachers. Interesting word, heap. It means that they draw to themselves. They heap to themselves. They're not satisfied with one teacher. They want more than one teacher. giving to them all the time, giving to them. But what do they do with the teaching? It evaporates. There's nothing to it. It's like cotton candy. You leave cotton candy, you wrap it up after you go down there and you get the big cotton ball around the top of the handle, and then you stand out in 98 degree heat and humidity. And what happens to that cotton candy? It disappears. It turns back into a liquid, and then it's just all over your hand. It's just sticky mush. And that's what you're left with when you go to this world. So what a picture here to remind us that God has called us to be givers, not to be takers. We are to be giving to His work. We're to be giving to His work. We're to be laboring for Him. We're to be serving others. We're to be the honorable ones and not the ones that just sit back and take and take and take. That's the generation of the last days. God help us to be the right kind of people, that we would honor His Word, and that we would take to heart the lessons that we're learning from Agur's axioms here in Proverbs chapter 30.